Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Me, Captain.
And me, Mark.
So a couple of highlights before we go on with the story about the Republican Party GOP chairman in Texas now apparently backing the idea of secession, which is very exciting. I just kind of wanted to relay a couple of what I consider to be interesting highlights from the, quote, Stop the Steal rally that went on today. Actually, there was, so this has been going on for weeks, right, since the election. The results were in question for some people, and some people believe that there's a chance that they could somehow turn the results around, that the media has jumped the gun and they've announced the wrong numbers.
So, just to be clear, this is all about Trump, right? The Stop the Steal.
Yeah, that's all
it's
all about.
They haven't added the ING to the end of their protest.
That's correct, yeah. Which was one of the first points I made to them. They opened up to people that just wanted to, like, speak.
Yeah.
So they went around with a sign-up form a few weeks ago when I was there for the first time. And, of course, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll talk. So
yeah, I bet you did.
I talked about secession, and that was one of the points I made was, you know, even if you do stop the steal, so-called, of this election, that will not stop the stealing, which will continue to go on under Trump and went on under Trump and continued to, you know, has been going on under Obama and Bush and all the predecessors. So I followed that speech up today with another one. But what was different today was the Stop the Steal rallies have been going on at noon, and this one was set apparently to start at 10 a.m., which is different. So when we got there, it was actually me and our other co-host, Nobody, that went up today. We carpooled up. And we got there, and it's like we were handed this sheet, which that didn't happen last time. It was an itinerary of who was going to speak. And so it was actually something different. I think they were calling it the Jericho March, named after the, you know, the famous city that the Jesus people took down or whatever. By
the walls of Jericho.
Back in the day. And
I'm not even going to address that.
It was also a horrible science fiction series.
Was that before the Jesus thing or whatever?
Okay. Many, many hundreds of years.
Jesus. It's been a while since I've been to church, Mark.
The Israelites, it'd be even hard to call them Israelites at that point. They weren't in Israel.
Okay.
I mean, trying to get it back.
The horrible science fiction series had Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show, and I'm trying to remember the dude's name.
Was he a black Hebrew Israelite?
90210, and it was basically nuclear war, post apocalypse happens, and what does this small town do because they survived?
Sounds awful.
Yeah,
I think I did. I think I knew about that. Yeah.
So, anyway, it was like this super religious gathering instead of the Stop the Steal, which obviously the Stop the Steal is going to have religious people at it, but it wasn't overtly religious. There weren't, you know, a bunch of prayers. This was much more that. So they would pray, and then they'd, like, walk around the state house, and then they'd walk around it again. Like, they were walking around the city of Jericho, basically, was the idea. And so, you know, my whole point of going to these things, just like I went to Black Lives Matter over the summertime, is to do secessionist outreach to them. Because as long as there's somebody who's upset with the federal government, I want to talk to them.
Right.
You know, I want them to get a flyer about New Hampshire independence. And so that was my goal there. But ultimately, it was pretty interesting at one point because what happened was they had like a really crappy megaphone with them, and they were trying to speak to the crowd on the megaphone.
So just a phone then?
Well, it was really crazy. Just barely above a phone. But, yeah, it was pretty bad.
No mega.
And we actually had brought our speaker with us. Now, we didn't bring the best speaker with us, but it was better than what they had. And so the thought was, all right, well, let's give them a speaker, and then maybe they might have opened up the megaphone anyway later to speakers, but then this makes it easier for them to just kind of open it up. And that would give us a chance to come in and talk about secession in this particular group. So I got up there and gave, you know, a speech off the cuff, and I thought it was pretty decent. And then I introduced Nobody, and then he got up and he went off, and he you know, he can get pretty passionate. People that were listening to last night's show definitely know what I'm talking about. He can get very, very passionate and gets caught up in what he was saying. And he forgot who his audience was. And he said GD, which I'm not going to say the words on the air, but he said that and immediately lost the interest of the people that were watching him. And it was palpable. Now, he didn't notice when it was happening, but I noticed. I'm like, oh boy. And then within, I haven't watched the video, the playback yet to see how long it was, but there was a point at which that he said GD, and then there was a point at which that somebody else in the crowd goes, all right, let's go around the state house again. And they literally walked away in the middle of the speech.
Are people still...
Not all of them.
So,
some stayed, but...
Are people still so sensitive about... Like, I noticed in one of the chats that were in, one of the freedom-ish chats, mm-hmm. that's not so much the libertarian folk, it's more conservative folk in that chat, that somebody was very, very upset about the language that was used at one of the protests.
Out in front of the governor's house?
Yeah. And I was like, really?
They also didn't like that somebody, I think they meant our co-host, Nobody, was using a vape pen.
Right. And so, are people still such oversensitive,
yes.
Snowflakes?
Snowflakes
and, yes. Self-righteous bastards that GD is going
they
to,
are.
Like...
It's religiously offensive to them.
Right, absolutely. So, people section off into smaller groups, and the ways that they identify themselves is through dress, speech, and a variety of things. Mm-hmm. This is, they do not feel that nobody holds their values and their concerns
in
a very high light. And you know what the answer is? He doesn't. So why in the world would they listen to him?
They were until he said GD.
I would think that folks would be adult enough to base their decision on the content, not the fact that he said GD.
That would be nice, but no.
Right. So
I have the same thing about stand-up comedians, right? So, stand-up comedians, there are those who are all about, hey, I'm going to use every dirty word that I possibly can in my act. And then there's others who are like, oh, I'm a clean comic, or they have other words for this, but they're, they're basically a clean comic.
Family friendly.
And to a point where, it's a divisive thing. They won't book shows with each other, even though they might be a good fit, right? They might be from the same area, or, there are several things that could make them a good fit to book them on the same bill together.
Yeah, those people still exist, Captain. I mean, the religious right, the left has their snowflakes, too, right?
They do.
And the right loves to call the left snowflakes, and they're not wrong when they do, but the right has their own snowflakery, and you've identified one of these things. I mean, this is essentially as offensive to a Christian, as I understand it, it's as offensive to them to say GD as it is to, draw a picture of Muhammad.
I've heard
for the Muslims.
Hundreds of, church-going, every Sunday Christians say far worse than GD.
No doubt.
Repeatedly.
No doubt.
And,
to them, it's not worse.
As soon as church was over. So for them to have that reaction at, a protest.
It's hypocritical.
You're presuming that, you're talking about Christians as though they're one group, and they're not. They have a whole variety of different thoughts. Yeah. And, I think this is exactly the right behavior.
You separate yourself from people you don't get along with.
Well, but more importantly,
there was nothing wrong. I'm not criticizing them.
Shortcuts for figuring out whether or not you should be involved with somebody or not, and they took one of the shortcuts, and that's just how people are, and it's fine.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it, Mark.
Hold on, regarding I'm talking to the captain.
Oh, okay.
Regarding the captain's thought as far as comics, if I was a clean comic and you were a dirty comic, why would I believe for a second that my audience would pay to see you?
Well, it could be the other way around, too.
Why would
who's the headliner, right? Who's the up-and-coming comic who needs the leg up, right?
Why would I believe that your audience would be interested in me? I mean...
Because you're funny?
Or maybe they just want to throw cocktails at me.
It's a little different. It's a little different from music where, you're not going to have a smooth jazz band playing with a death metal band. Right?
It is more likely that captain, if the captain's audience is the dirty audience,
yep,
it's more likely that they would appreciate a clean comic.
Agreed.
Than the clean comic audience would appreciate a dirty comic,
right,
audience.
Agreed.
So
that
the dirty comic people are more open-minded in that way.
Well, I think that they just, some of them are going to want to hear what's funny. Right, and it doesn't
but
matter.
But funny can be either
clean
way,
or,
yeah,
or dirty.
Right.
Others of them are going to think that, oh, we found ourselves a prude, and they're going to be jerks about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the whole, you know, discounting something that somebody's speaking at a protest says because of, you know, an impassioned thing is,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
They missed out. I mean, they're definitely missing out on certain aspects of life, and that's their choice. 855-450 free, like freedom. I mean, they also don't want to have sex before marriage. It's crazy. We're coming up.
Pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you do have Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to learn about cryptocurrency? Bitcoin is bouncing back up a little bit. It's at around $18,760 right now. So it's been an interesting year for Bitcoin, the price up over 100% in just the last 11 months or so.
Making it arguably the best performing investment of the decade.
Yeah, there's not even an argument.
Yeah, there's really not an argument.
I mean, I don't even know what's the second best, but it ain't even anywhere near Bitcoin. Either. It's probably another crypto. You know, I don't know what the second best is, but Bitcoin just blows everything else out of the water. So you should go and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash by going to Bitcoin.com and clicking on Get Started at the top of the page. They'll give you the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And, you know, I mean, there's no better time than now to start down that road and at least learn the basics. You can dig in as deep as you want to. It's a very deep topic, but you don't need to. You can just get, you know, watch a 2 or 3 minute video over at Bitcoin.com and check out their news site at news. Bitcoin.com for the latest headlines in regards to the world of cryptocurrency. So just a couple more things that happened today at the various rallies going on. So one of them was like this Jericho March thing that I didn't even know we were going to run into today. And that really took away from the, quote, stop the steal that happened later. So what would likely be the final stop the steal, because the election results are supposed to come out Monday. The fact that this other earlier march was involving some of the same people and a lot of them left, the Stop the Steal was the lightest one that I'd seen. I've only been to a couple of them, but it was way lighter than the one that I'd gone to. And it was more scattered. Like, there was no one leading this one. There was, like, one guy shouting at the cars through a megaphone. And
I love that.
trying to start things with people that were going by, which wasn't very particularly helpful. And so nobody got on, our co-host, nobody got on our speaker and kind of spoke, but people were too scattered, so they didn't even really like turn and watch him at that particular. So it wasn't a very good one for nobody's speeches. But as far as like actually connecting with people, I spoke with more people one on one than I'd had at any previous one, because you know I've been to a couple of these things with some of the right wing folks, and you know I've been around now, so it's okay to talk to me, right? I had some good conversations, and there was one interesting conversation where it was right before the so called Stop the Steal rally, where a lady was coming through, and you know I'll hand a flyer to anybody. Like I said, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You know, so there's people that are just walking through.
Hustle that freedom, bro.
Right. There's just people walking through through downtown Concord. So there's the people that are there for the rally, and then there's the people that are just walking on Main Street. And so I'm seeing a woman coming up. She's wearing a mask. I'm figuring she's just sort of one of the normal folks that's on Main Street. And I go, you know, I hand her one of my secession flyers, and she then made it clear that she was actually here for the rally. And I says, well, can you take the mask down? It's hard to hear you. And she said she couldn't. She said further that she doesn't want to wear the mask, but the reason she's wearing it is because her daughter told her that she would not get to see her grandchild unless she wore the mask at all times in her life. So that is how petty.
Family members strong-arming each other.
Yeah, that is how petty. This daughter.
I was told the mask was for the other people. So what difference does it make if I wear it regarding seeing the daughter?
I wasn't there to interview the daughter, but I said to her,
granddaughter.
No, it was her daughter. So the daughter was demanding that she wear the mask in order to see the woman's granddaughter.
Right.
So, you know, just an example of how petty one of these mask people is they're actually using their own daughter as a pawn to manipulate their own mother to wear one of these masks that she doesn't want to wear. And it was sad. Nice lady, though, but sad stuff. And then finally, the cops showed up at this particular event. I've been to events all year long. You know, some of the more right-wing events that I've been to, the cops haven't shown hide nor hair at any of them. But today they showed up, and I saw two cops walking up, totally masked up, slowly kind of walking into to the area.
Uniformed?
Yeah, uniform costume.
Yeah, I feel the worst for people who have to wear masks for work, and basically they're breathing in their own filth.
Oh, it's awful.
For
it's awful.
8 or 10 hours a day. I mean, it's one thing to go to the grocery store and have to slide this thing on in order to, you know, not get bothered by a bag boy or something. It's another thing entirely when you're talking about people who need to make a living,
yeah,
and in whomever, whatever their job is, and they've got to wear this thing. I go to the banks, I go to retail places, and people are wearing these.
Yeah, how about I didn't bring it in for show prep, but I did see an article that some of the, I believe the Chinese airlines or. I believe the Chinese airlines are requiring their stewardess isn't the right word, their flight attendants,
yes,
to not only wear the face masks, but also to wear actual diapers so that they don't use the bathroom on the airplane during flight to stop the spread of COVID amongst the flight attendants.
I'll tell the cop story here in just a moment, but let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Carla's up first in Boston, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Carla.
Hello, I'm just hoping to bring up something about kind of like what an open-minded person would feel about the coronavirus.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to like natural healing and therapy and things like that, when it comes to that side of the world, how are they supposed to move on when these acclamations are being made about this pandemic, and when they already know how to sort of handle these types of situations because they're more of the mind over matter, if you will, and when things kind of keep going on, how are they supposed to just go throughout their lives with this around them?
Are what you're saying is that allopathic medicine, standard traditional medicine, is being forced on us, and that you would prefer to, you have your own beliefs around medicine, and you would like to abide by your particular rules, mm-hmm. and you don't really have any options. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's that. This is one of the problems of government health care generally. The idea of single payer and these sorts of things is
one size fits all.
Yeah. One size is going to fit all.
Takes away the choice.
And there really won't be choices, when that happens. So.
Well, there's always the choice. I mean, you can refuse to obey, and you can have whatever consequences come from that.
In Boston, it's going to be much harder to disobey than it is going to be in, say, Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah,
or
no
Tampa,
doubt about
Florida.
That, which is why there's another choice. And the choice is, if you love the ideas of liberty, you ought to move to New Hampshire. Now, if you don't care about freedom, well, just stay right where you are. Hey, Carla, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ted. He's in Kansas, listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes. This past election in November, the state of Oregon, in three counties, the people had a majority vote where they wanted to secede from the state of Oregon and go to the state of Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to the state house of Oregon, there. I don't know what the procedure is, if they can leave or what.
So they actually passed these these ballot provisions and they supported secession?
They had like a referendum in these three counties where they wanted to secede from the state,
uh-huh,
and go to Idaho. And now the report said that it has to go to the state house of Oregon.
Fascinating. Stand by, Ted. We'll look into this here and see what we can learn about it, because if that's true that they actually voted for secession, that's great news. Although they're not seceding from the United States, but, we'll talk about it coming up.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years of age or older. Now that the COVID vaccine has received authorization, the task of getting it out to millions of Americans is underway. Speaking at a Saturday press conference, Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer General Gustav Perna says his group's mission still has a long way to go to be completed.
So while today we applaud everybody who's been a part of the team, part of the collaboration, part of the success that's brought us here today, we know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine. To every American that wants it, receives it.
This is USA Radio News. A woman has been charged with reckless endangerment after running her car into a group of protesters in New York City. Kenneth Burns has more from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The Friday afternoon protest was against detentions by federal immigration agents in Midtown Manhattan. The incident was caught on video, according to witnesses and the police. The footage shows the vehicle stopped with protesters in front of the car seconds before the driver floors it, plowing into protesters. Six victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The driver was taken into custody a block later by NYPD. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And President Trump's legal team lost a federal suit Saturday that sought to have Wisconsin's legislature name him the winner of the presidential election in that state. As that suit was dismissed, the president's lawyers were also arguing a similar case at the state's Supreme Court, challenging votes in Wisconsin's two most populous counties. That effort awaits a decision from the court. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, toll-free number here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Talking about secession. In this case, we actually have a gentleman on the line who turned us on to a couple of counties in Oregon that apparently voted this year to, you know, not to secede right away, but to start talking about.
So it seems.
The idea, start an official conversation with county government guys about, you know, leaving the state of Oregon, but then joining the state of Idaho. So they're not really talking about pure secession as far as decentralization of secession. They're just talking about the moving kind of secession, so seceding from one state government and joining the other one.
Which, I mean, in my mind, once something like this starts to happen, if it can happen successfully, then it'll get people thinking about it and like, yeah. Oh, well, what else can we do? And then hopefully that starts a trend, and that trend becomes a fad, and then it goes viral, and then everybody starts seceding from everybody
else. I call this a net positive. This is
sure.
The easiest,
it's a good news.
This is the easiest way for them to get what they want regarding their state government. If you're out there in rural Oregon or rural Washington on the east side of the state, I mean, you're just run over by the folks on the left coast that are doing whatever they want to do.
Yep.
And you know, this is a way to get what you want, more so.
Yeah, and as I said during the break, too, where we were discussing this, it reminds me of the Washington proposed split, right, where they were going to split, you know, the like you're saying, the eastern third of Washington off from the western.
Because the urban areas don't have anything in common with the rural.
And, of course, the city folk, you know, outvote the country folk.
Right, every time.
So they have to drag them along with them instead of, you know, doing what's right for the geographic area you're in, so...
Yeah, so we're going to continue here. Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. We go back to Ted in Kansas. Ted, you brought this to our attention. I appreciate that. Apparently, multiple counties did vote on this particular provision, which would, I guess, have, it says here in the Fox News story that it requires local officials to meet on the subject of changing the border. So this was on the ballot in four counties, but only two of them actually passed it. The other two counties did vote it down by small margins, but they did vote it down. So the two counties that did pass it are not, they're not, you know, on the borderline with Idaho. So they're landlocked within the state of Oregon. So it will be a tough call to say that, you know, a county that appears in the middle of the state of Oregon is now going to be part of Idaho.
They call that an enclave. It's
essentially an island.
Or an exclave.
It's basically an island. Go ahead.
Landlocked.
Yeah, it's landlocked within the other state, which would be...
Yeah.
Are there any states that have that? I don't know if there are. I think they're all pretty
Michigan
contiguous.
Michigan is the closest, so the UP is
the Upper Peninsula.
Off of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to, you know, directly attached to...
Yeah, it's got water on two sides and Wisconsin on the third.
Yeah, that would be the closest, but it's still sort of next to... The rest of Michigan.
There's, if you look at the Delmarva Peninsula, it's interesting. So it's got...
Now we're talking about Delmarva's over by...
Delaware.
Delaware, right.
Maryland and Virginia.
That's what that stands for.
On this one peninsula that sticks out there. Virginia, as a matter of fact, is unattached to the state.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's only water in between, but... In order to drive there, I believe you have to go through other states to get there. So that might qualify it as your exclave there.
Okay. Well, there you go. Ted, what do you think about this idea?
The secession, I think it's a great idea. Idaho is a state that I like. It has permitless carry, you know, concealed mm-hmm. carry. You don't have to have a permit. You can carry concealed
right.
in the 16 states. It's, Idaho is one of the states I like, and I think it's an... People are just getting sick and tired of what's going on with our government. You know, I want to live in a state where we have a balanced budget. You know, what we take in.
I believe California has that. It's constitutional in California for them to have a balanced budget, which means what do? They just pencil whip it. We have a lawyer industrial complex in nearly every state in the union, New Hampshire excepted. They lie with words. That's the job description.
Ted, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
How do you lie without words?
Let's continue here. We've
Sign
got
language?
Jeff. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
So I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I hear you talking about the state being quote-unquote bad. And I understand the difference between government and state, and I do agree that government could be peeled back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about the states, is your alternative?
Sure. Can we determine how much a little bit is? How too big is the state? So, are you talking about cutting the...
Are we talking about the federal state? Or are we talking about the locals?
Whatever.
State?
You know, the budgets of every state that you deal with, would you like them cut by 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%? What would you like to see?
You know, I don't know if it's so much a number as more of, like, bureaucracy, right?
Well, that's who pays the bureaucrats.
If you're cutting bureaucracy, then you should be cutting costs as well.
Right, but if there is no states, who is dealing with forest fires? Who's dealing with building?
He didn't want to answer
road?
Your question, Mark.
Yeah, that's fine. So, forest fires.
People.
Yeah, the same people that deal with forest fires now. You understand that 70% of the people who respond, emergency responders in the United States, are volunteers. Are you aware of that?
Okay.
So, problem solved. Next.
I just don't understand. If you get rid of government, who's going to...
You're not getting rid of government. Remember that this is voluntary.
Okay.
Well, most people consider the state to be government.
Sure, I understand, and I'm trying to make a distinction here. The state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass,
mm-hmm.
which means if you don't play our game, we'll come to your house, and we'll shoot you center of mass. And ultimately, that's it, right? Like, whatever the government says, whether it's a regulation, they killed that one guy for selling Lucy cigarettes mm-hmm. illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Choked him to death. So ultimately, if you don't pull over for the cop who wants to give you a ticket for your taillight being out, they will kill you, ultimately. They'll put out strips to blow up your tires. I mean, like, they are an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. So the question is,
has there been a civilization in human history that didn't have that?
Well, I find that, so this is the argument from ignorance. This is a logical fallacy argument from ignorance. Since we've never done it, is it possible to never do it again? And the question I would ask you is, if somebody asked me in 1860, well, how are we going to pick the cotton? That doesn't justify owning people in order to do that.
Right, because the answer to that was crushed up dinosaur juice.
right. Well,
big old machines.
They still would have gotten cotton if they would have just paid people to pick cotton.
Right.
They didn't need
Which
to.
They did eventually.
You're right. A decade later, that's how they did it.
Right, and the answer here for the layperson is this. If government is providing a product or a service, and that product or service has any value, then in the absence of government, people will continue to provide that product or service.
Because there's money to be made.
Because there's money to be made in it, and people can start a business, and you will get a greater variety of choice.
Yeah, roads,
sewage,
or whatever.
All that stuff.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah,
right.
That's really the end of it, is if a product or service is worth providing, that product or service will be provided, and it'll be provided at a profit.
And probably better than it currently is because of the competition.
One more thing about fire departments. Fire departments are actually socializing the costs of insurance companies to the individual. Fire departments used to get bounties for putting out fires from insurance companies, mm-hmm. but it was just a lot. Now insurance premiums are significantly lower if you have a government fire department nearby. Surprise!
There's more coming up here. Thank you, Jeff, for your call tonight. I definitely appreciate it, and we'll continue. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Want to say thanks to Joe Scholl, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. Joe is helping us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations by joining the AMP program, as you can do for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can go to help us. It makes a big difference when you do that. You'll get some cool perks and some benefits as well, including access to the supporters-only chat room on our new chat server, and there's other perks and benefits too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. And once again, thanks to Joe Scholl for backing us up there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about secession as a Texas Republican GOP chairman is now talking about leaving the United States.
Is this a state GOP or just some crappy county?
Texas GOP chairman Alan West, and he's black.
Wait, I wonder if somebody said...
Oh, Alan West is, yeah.
I wonder if somebody asked him recently, well, if you don't like it, why don't you just leave?
And he's like, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, okay, let's try that.
The South will rise again.
But they don't mean that when they say it. When people say, if you don't like it, why don't you leave?
Uh-huh.
They don't mean...
They mean you leave, physically.
They just don't want to have the conversation.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, ultimately, either I own my land or not. Either I'm the sovereign, I'm the king of my land, or I'm not. And I should be able to determine what the rule, you know, like,
yeah,
being a member of the United States federal government or the state of whatever should be such a great deal that I don't want to leave. But it's not, because
it's a crap deal.
Right. The state is an organization that has come to us over 9,000 years of evolution.
And it needs to die.
And that organizational model is from kings telling vassals, telling serfs
how
they're going
to live. It's old technology, and it needs to be out. I want to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. So we got Tom in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, on the I had a couple things, but as far as secession goes, I was wondering if you heard about the attorney that signed on to that state of Texas lawsuit versus the other state.
No.
Supposedly representing New California and New Nevada State.
Oh, interesting.
His name was Robert E. Thomas.
Is this the California secession movement that you're talking about?
You know, I don't know. It was just they filed onto the brief.
Because there's one out there called Now California. I don't know if it's different than New California or if there's just been a mistranslation or something like that, a misprint. But there's Now California that is currently trying to get 600,000 signatures on a petition to get a ballot measure up to have people vote on California leaving the United States. They're currently working on that as we speak.
Awesome.
So I don't know what lawsuit you're referring to, though. Which Texas is suing who?
The Texas state attorney general was suing, about the whole election thing.
Oh, that. Yeah. Didn't that get thrown out or something?
Yeah.
It did, yes.
Yeah.
They passed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it had interesting merit to it. I was curious as to what was going to happen, but I guess it,
What do you think?
They weren't as curious as I was.
Tom, what do you think about secession? I mean, are people talking about it down there? Is it buzzy?
Well, I'm in Northwest Texas up in Amarillo. It's a whole nother state almost, but I would be for secession. A lot of people aren't really talking about it where I'm at. I think most people are just trying to get along with their lives, do the nice.
Yeah, it's time to stop doing that crap and start focusing on getting out of the United States because they are going to destroy our lives if they can get away with it. So here's what I would suggest to people. If you're in an area of Texas or anywhere for that matter and people aren't talking about secession, get on the local talk shows. Call the morning show. Call the afternoon drive show. If you got anything local there, if you've got a newspaper that's still alive, most of them are dying, but if they've got a letter to the editor section. You can do this all on your own. And thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. But get the word out there. Get your opinion out there. Say why you think this is a good idea and at least get a conversation started. Let's talk to Steve. He's in Grantham, New Hampshire. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WNTK FM.
Hi. I have a number of things. Actually, one thing I could agree with you on.
Excellent.
Which is the police probably do have too much power. And
oh, yeah.
With unions and everything else, they're almost sacrosanct. And it is absolutely a vital job that they provide. But as you mentioned, the taillight on the car, which was what happened in Texas, I believe it was, and the fellow who was selling cigarettes who had asthma in Staten Island, and the police get off. So
yep,
we could agree on that, even though we need fire. We need police. As for you, somebody asked about forest fires, and while you are correct that 70% of the firemen are volunteers, that is not the case in forest fires. Those are paid individuals.
A lot of times they're inmates.
U.S. property.
Conscribed by
the Bureau of Prisons?
Yeah, Bureau of Prisons in California.
That's California, but hey,
sure.
Look,
hold on. Let me address it a little bit. I am a fireman, and I have been offered the opportunity many times to go out and fight those fires. And although I would not be, I didn't take them up on the offer at any point. And they were certainly offering pay to do it. All I'm saying is that any job worth doing can be done by the marketplace. And many of these fires, in fact, are a problem of the public property, the tragedy of the commons.
All right. But you will agree that your statement, which implied that the people fighting firefighters aren't getting paid because 70% of the firefighters are volunteers, as it relates to actually fighting firefighters, those people are getting paid.
Those people are largely getting paid, or they're convicts who are still getting paid, but they're getting paid very, very low wages.
Well, yeah, of course.
And Kamala Harris is keeping them in prison because it's convenient for
them. But I think what you're saying, Mark, is we don't need to have a centralized government monopoly in order to have paid firefighters. You could have paid firefighters in the marketplace. Isn't that what you're saying?
We do.
Okay. I'd like to go into two other quick areas.
Okay.
And I'll apologize because I didn't hear the beginning of your show, but you were actually making fun of the daughter of a mother who is requiring her mother to wear a mask. Now, I'm assuming you don't believe in the idea that
people
should be mandatory mask wearers.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be forced to wear a certain type of clothing.
By the state,
I know
no.
You live in New Hampshire, as I do, and we don't have to do seatbelts. But 49 states, do you believe people should be protected by? Do you like the fact there's a law that requires seatbelts?
No, absolutely not. I don't think people should be threatened with violence if they want to decide to make a choice for themselves, for their own bodies,
the
and for their own lives.
In their car who
the passenger can make their own decision.
Right. Well, I think your attitude on it on that is ridiculous.
And why? Why is it ridiculous that people should be able to free to make choices?
It's a cost savings to the country if people don't get killed in automobile accidents or severely injured. And it's such an easy
a cost
thing
savings
to put
to
on
the country.
A seatbelt.
Do you mean the government?
Not a loss of freedom.
Do you mean the government's intrusion into health care?
That is such
what cost
an intrusion as to be a ridiculous cost.
Steve, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
That figures.
Nobody from Brooklyn might actually have their head on screwed right?
No, I think that what he's trying to say is that people from outside of the state
you don't get it, dude.
Tend to come in and vote.
Okay. You
vote
don't understand freedom. You don't really belong here, honestly.
All right. You're in the Keene area, so
everybody else
in New Hampshire doesn't belong because you have your own special
law. People like you who don't understand freedom. People like you who don't understand freedom.
Understand freedom.
You just told me you think people need to be forced to put a seatbelt on because you don't think people can make their own choices because of some sort of socialized cost to the so-called country, which is exactly what you were saying there, Mark. You're correct. What he's saying is, because government pays for some people's health care bills, we want to force everybody to wear seatbelts because somebody might crack their head open and have to go to the hospital who wasn't wearing a seatbelt. But the reality I have something to say here. So the reality is, Steve, when you actually look at Massachusetts, for instance, which is a state that does require seatbelts, and you compare it to, I'm going to finish the statement here if you don't mind. And you compare it to New Hampshire and you look at the number of people that actually do wear seatbelts in those states, they're statistically the same.
Well,
so
compliance
forcing
rates
people
are actually higher in New Hampshire than they are in Massachusetts.
It's close.
It's very close.
Either way, within the statistical margin of error, they're about the same. So the fact is, whether it's forced on people or not doesn't matter, Steve.
Okay. Can I talk about masks for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The idea of freedom is not that you're first of all, I don't know what you agree or disagree with. Do you believe that masks do help reduce the incidence of spreading coronavirus aerosols to other people?
I think under certain circumstances, but when you look at states that have mask mandates versus states that don't, that have less mask compliance, that you'll find that, you know, masks really don't appear to do anything
I would disagree with your analysis.
Then you can go ahead and check with Tom Woods. He's done a lot of research on this, and I don't know how to address
that. What they definitely
do. If we can't agree on that, then we can't agree on anything.
I don't really care, honestly, because what they definitely do is they dehumanize the population. They take away your ability to see somebody's facial expressions, your ability to express yourself by smiling at another human being. Look, man, if you're afraid about catching something, just stay home, or better yet, go back to Brooklyn. More coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.